Kyle Shanahan getting to the podium.
That's right.
He's bitter about.
I got the Zell from Lucas last year. It was as real as a heart attack.
That's all I'm saying.
Huh? Steiny's not sure if he got paid.
Kyle Shanahan at the podium on 95.7. Wow. The game.
Never seen you move that fast.
Is there any reason to believe that today would be different than previous weeks?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything. I've been working on the 53, the practice squad. I haven't talked to him. I know he's been cleared by our doctors. So I hope that he's out there practicing today.
Kyle, if he is going to practice today, what limitations do you want to put on him?
We'll just have him go through individual things like that, start running routes with our quarterbacks. Probably won't let him go against guys.
Along those lines, what do you know about his conditioning at this point? What has he been able to do in that regard?
I know what he's told me. But, you know, you want to see it, though. So that's why we're safe when we pull guys back out there, and that's why we'll ease them in.
Has he done any football-related activities with any representative of the organization in the last month?
No.
Do you have to make any adjustments on the 53? Do you carry maybe an extra receiver because questions about whether it's a good one?
Yes.
Is this reach a point where you could play on his fifth-year option without a revised contract?
Just like I think I've said from the beginning, it's reached a point where all options could happen, and nothing has changed on that.
Now, what do you think of Terrace Marshall? He, once upon a time, he was the best, you know, wide receiver prospect in the country, ran in the 4.3s. What do you guys see in him?
I'm excited to get him here in our practice squad. We felt that way with him coming out. We really had him high on our list in college, and to give him the opportunity to come here in practice squad, get a chance to see him, feel he can help our team out.
Since your doctors have said he's healthy, if he refuses to practice, would you discipline him?
I'll deal with that when that happens, if that happens.
So just to clarify, if he practices, that's not any sign that anything is close one way or the other in terms of a contract extension?
No.
After watching Isaac Alarcón in 3 preseason games and training camp, what would you say of him?
I think he's going to help us out on our practice squad. I think he got a lot of playing time, which helped him get better. And, you know, being down on some guys, you got to play a lot more in the game than these preseason games than Alfredo did in the past. And he took advantage of that. And I think that'll allow him to help us more here on the practice squad.
You've been in contact with Trent at all in recent days. And at what point does he need to show up in order to be able to play?
That all depends on when we see him, how he looks, how he feels. I haven't talked to him for a number of days. But, you know, Trent will give every day. We'll let it be as close as possible. But we got to get with him. We got to see him. We got to talk to him. Very similar to how we were with Bosa. There wasn't a day that we would put on the calendar that would be our last day. It's, you hope it's every day that's already passed. So each day makes it harder and harder. But you don't really make that decision until you see someone and talk to him.
More difficult for an offensive lineman. You talked earlier at the beginning of the camp with defensive lineman, maybe it was a little easier to miss camp and come in. But how difficult is it for an offensive lineman?
I mean, I think all positions are difficult. I would say, in my opinion, and anyone can have a different opinion, I'd say D-line is one of the easier ones. So I would put that ahead of O-line. But the only ones that I would say that are truly easy would be kicker or punter.
You would have 3 offensive tackles on the roster once Trent rejoins. Is that enough? Would you like to have 4th at some either on the practice squad?
Yeah, of course you'd always want a 4th. 3's enough if no one ever gets hurt. But you usually don't plan on it that way, and that's why the final 53 is never the final 53, and it's still pretty fluid right now.
You're listening to Kyle Shanahan on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Rejoin at some point?
Yes, they are.
You sounded fairly optimistic about Trent maybe a week ago. Do you still have the same level of optimism that you will?
Yeah, I'm optimistic that things will work out with Trent. I'm not sitting here knowing what day it'll be. I mean, we're getting close to playing a game, so like my mind is completely on preparing for a game without those guys. But yeah, I feel when two sides want to get a deal done, and usually it happens.
You activated Talanoa yesterday. Can you just kind of lay out what the plan is for him over the coming weeks here?
Yeah, it'll be good to get him in practice today. You know, he'll go out with the individual and stuff. We won't throw him in against anybody, but he'll be able to do all the drills and stuff on air with other players and coaches for the first time. And we'll probably do the same thing tomorrow and then evaluate next week. I think Tuesday's our first day, whether we want to get him in going against anyone.
Did Elijah, got another hamstring injury, or is it aggravation? How tough is it to see him lose another season?
It's terrible. I think all you guys know how I feel about Elijah, how our whole team does. Elijah's a stud. He's had some real unfortunate injuries that keep happening. And he had a hamstring injury, and it got worse. And the doctor suggested he should have season-ending surgery. And I don't know when he's doing that, but that's what he should do, and he's going to do it. And it was unfortunate to not have him for this year.
Were you aggravated on Monday?
Yes.
You used the return from IR designation on Clea Davis. Roster cuts. Why not use both of them at that point?
We will, if we haven't already. I just don't think we've announced it yet. That's why I told Corey to do this like 2 hours from now, but he wanted me to do it now. And there's a lot of things fluid, so it's kind of hard to carry conversations about all that stuff. I'm just joking, Corey.
You tell the backup quarterbacks what the order is going to be, or is that going to be a week-to-week thing?
Like I've said, I know we haven't told them. I feel very good about both of them. I think it's they're neck and neck. That hasn't changed. It's been that way for a while. Yeah, I wish it would, in terms of, so it makes decisions easier on us. But when anything is like that, I won't make a decision until I have to, and I don't think I have to for a little bit.
Weeks where Dobbs runs the scout team or weeks where Allen runs it, depending on what style of quarterback you're going to face that week?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you have guys who are, to me, skill level and giving us a chance to win are very similar, but the ways they do it are slightly different. So those are things that you always look into for the scout team. Those are things that you always look into how our game plan is, or what we think we need to beat another team.
Did you get any calls about those guys trade-wise?
No, we didn't.
How do you feel about the defensive end depth? It seems like we maybe could use another guy there.
I mean, I like the guys that we have. I like the guys that will be up, and I've liked their depth throughout training camp. So the guys we've got on practice squad, I feel real good about, and I think we got enough in our building to win with and to be able to survive some stuff if we do have an injury.
Is Pooney the starting right guard, basically?
Kind of got me on that because we haven't announced anything or told anybody anything, but it's going to be hard to take that from him. That's how he's been playing. That's how we've had the lineup in, and you know, we got two practices before we go into next week and really solidify everything. But it would be hard to take that from him in these two practices.
Is Rendo the kick returner probably, and Cowling the punt returner?
Isaac tweaked his groin on Monday, so you know, we're hoping to have him back next week. But he definitely, as you guys saw in the game he played, he's got a chance to do that. Same with Jake. I could say Jake is doing that right now, but we got to make sure that Isaac's healthy for next week.
Did he surprise you?
Who's that?
Did he surprise you that he could?
Anybody who comes in and gets that opportunity because of a couple injuries and, you know, kind of looks the part right away and kind of and stays that way, that always does surprise me. It usually takes guys some time and stuff. And, you know, we believed he could do it, but how quickly he's done it, how comfortable he's been in camp and these three preseason games is always a little surprising. But never would have counted him out for that. That's why we like to say we drafted him. But it's been really a credit to him how ready he's been. And hopefully that continues throughout the year.
Banks on track to be back.
Yeah, Banks should be back on Tuesday.
All right.
That's good.
Okay, there it is. Kyle Shanahan with, I guess in some ways you could call it the season opening press conference, because that is the way the 49ers look at today. Today is the start of actual game preparation practice.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!